again discussing Hashgacha Pratis, what it means, what its scope is. Mentioned that it's a difficult topic to get to the bottom of, partly because the language is often ambiguous, language of the Jewish thinkers, full of contradictions. Here's one contradiction, one problem, been bothering me for at least 18 years. I once got locked out of my apartment in Yerushalayim on about 2:30 in the morning. I found myself without a bed to sleep in because I had been discussing this pair of Rambans with a friend of mine, and my roommates were not used to me being such a late night person. I had locked the door, and we were firm, so we didn't carry the keys on Shabbos. But here's a pair of Rambans. In Parshas Vayera, the Ramban is discussing the phrase Hashem says about Avram, ki yidativ, ki yidativ. What does that mean? What does the word yidia mean in this context? So the Ramban says, yidias Hashem, shehi ashkachasa ba'olam, Hashem's yidia, which is his supervision of the world, hashafal, our lower world, lishmer aklalam, it works in a general way to preserve klalam, to preserve species, v'gam b'nei adam munachim bo lamikrim, individual humans, individuals are abandoned to chance of random events, ad bo'es pekudasam, until their allotted lifespan is up, aval b'chasidav, to chasidim, to people on a high madrega, yosemei lav libo l'dasa so b'prat, they have ashkacha pratis, lio shmiraso dov kibo tamid, Hashem always takes care of them, lo tipart hayadiyah v'zechirin menu klal. And that is what the Ramban says. Shavel brings the lashon of Rabbeinu Bachya, cognate language, even more clear. Hashgacha Pratis has two parts, he says. One aspect of Hashgacha is leida kol prate masav machshavosav, to know, to be aware of the details of all a person's actions and thoughts. That is universal. Chal adam Yisrael, omen umos, all Jews, all non-Jews. That's fine, that's simple. However, he says, Hashgacha bo lahagin alav min amikrim, the Hashgacha to actually intervene and protect you from chance events, Ein Zeh B'Chol Adam, does not apply to all people, Afilu Mei Yisrael, not even all Jews, Kiyim B'Tzadikim, and that's what the Pasuk means, Ki Yedativ, to save them, L'Hatzilam Mimikrei B'nei Adam, to save them from Mikrim. The world is full of Mikrim, Tzadikim get Hashgacha to save them, others do not. Compare this, contrast this to the Ramban in Parshas B'Shalach, very famous language of the Ramban, where he says, "Nisim hagadolim hamfursamim." The Ramban's thesis is that believing in Nisim is fundamental to the Torah's theology. To believe in Nisim is to believe that Hashem runs the world, to believe that everything Hashem does, Hashem controls the world always, Hashgacha Pratis. And he says, from the Nisim hagadolim, we infer a person concedes to Nisim anistarim, to hidden Nisim, to Hashem's intervention in the world in a non-obvious way, which is the Yisod of HaTorah Kula. A person has no chelek b'taras Moshe Rabbeinu. He's absolutely not a maimon. Ad shenaimon b'chol dvareinu mikreinu, until he believes that all of our events, all of our happenings, shekulam nisim, they are all nisim, ein b'hem teva minhaga shel olam b'hem b'rabim b'hem b'yachid. Nothing that happens to a person is teva, just minhaga shel olam. Everything is, we don't always see it. We only see nisim gluyim. We only see the overt nisim. But really, everything is nes, everything is hashgacha. In Yaseh mitzvos yatzlichenu scharo, if a person does mitzvos, then the schar will make him successful. Im yavra leim nechusenu ancho, if he violates the Torah's commandments, then the punishment will give him karis. Hakol b'gzeras elyon, everything is with the gzera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Earlier in his discussion, he talks about different madregas of kfira. Some denied Hashem entirely. Some people said he doesn't know specific things. He doesn't have yediyah pratis. Some conceded that he knows things, but they denied Hashgacha. He says, V'yasu adam k'digei hayam. These kofrim, these heretics, thought that people were like fish. Sh'lo yashkiach hakel bohem v'eini moim arnash oschar azav Hashem es ha'aretz. The Ramban is alluding to the fact, we mentioned briefly yesterday, it was virtually unheard of before there are some midrashim, but in terms of the Rishonim who wrote on theology, it was virtually unheard of, the idea that Hashem has Hashgacha on non-humans. The debates were mostly all humans, some humans, Jews, all Jews, non-Jews, but we've kind of taken for granted that fish and bugs and stuff like that did not have any Hashgacha. And this Madrega of the Kofrim believed that humans also were like fish that had no Hashgacha. But in any event, we have the Ramban in Parshas Vayera who says that Mikrim are the general rule except for Tzadikim, who Hashem saves from the Mikrim. We have this Ramban who says that person has no chelik in Taras Moshe Rabbeinu until he believes that everything that happens to us is nisim. There is no such thing as teva umin hagashal olam klal.